Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today, the Great Commission, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Jesus said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So it's called the Great Commission. It doesn't offer suggestions, but rather four distinct commands. We have work to do. Life is short and eternity is long. We are called to make disciples. So let's check out these four commands in the Great Commission. First, Jesus says, go. Jesus calls us to action. Life with Jesus is more than simply reading another theological book or attending a Christian conference. Those things are needed for refueling, but Christians don't live at the quote-unquote spiritual gas station. It's time to get on a road and go. Secondly, we are to make disciples of all nations. Disciple-making includes leading a person to Christ, but it doesn't stop there. Jesus does not call us to mass-produce nominal Christians. We are commanded to help people throughout the world become rooted in the foundations of the faith. Number three of the Great Commission, baptize. Baptism is a public demonstration of Christ's work within us. It's driving a spiritual stake in the ground. In essence, baptism is the ordinance that says, "I am all in." And then number four, the fourth command, teach. We must accurately explain God's inerrant, authoritative word with practical application. Bible knowledge should not make our heads bigger. Knowing God's word should make our hearts stronger. And check this out. Wherever you go, you're never alone. Jesus is always there with us, even to the end. And that great promise that Jesus is with us always, even to the end of the age, is an exclamation point on the Great Commission. Lord Jesus, give me courage to go, urgency to make disciples, commitment to baptize, and passion to teach. Thank you for always being with me. In your name I pray. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.